Beginner-friendly rotator cuff stretches you can do at home. Shoulder pain can make simple things like reaching into a cabinet, tossing a ball, or sleeping on your side feel frustrating. The good news, with the right plan, you can start easing stiffness today. In this beginner's guide, you'll learn safe, step-by-step rotator cuff stretches you can do at home to reduce tightness, improve mobility, and move with more confidence. We'll keep it simple, explain every move in plain English, and show you how to find a gentle stretch, not pain. First, you'll warm up, then you'll try easy positions that respect your shoulder's limits. Finally, you'll learn how long to hold each stretch and how to progress without overdoing it. However, if a stretch causes sharp pain, numbness, or weakness, pause and get checked. When you need extra help, PhysioPro's Performance Rehab is here for you. Because every shoulder is different, our physical therapy sessions in Parsippany, New Jersey, combine personalized exercise, stretching, and manual therapy. What is the rotator cuff? The rotator cuff is a small team of four shoulder muscles and their tendons that keep the ball and socket joint centered while you move. These muscles, supraspinatus, infraspinatus, teres minor, and subscapularis, work together to guide everyday motions like reaching overhead, fastening a seatbelt, or tucking in a shirt. When they get tight or overworked from desk time, repetitive lifting, sports, or poor posture, the shoulder can feel stiff, achy, or weak. Because the rotator cuff stabilizes the joint, even mild irritation can make simple tasks uncomfortable. The good news, with calm, consistent practice, you can restore motion and reduce nagging soreness. That's exactly where rotator cuff stretches help. By easing tension around the joint, they create space for smoother movement and set the stage for better strength later. If you live or work near Parsippany, New Jersey, understanding this foundation will make the rest of your home program more effective. Next, you'll learn how to stretch safely so you feel gentle tension, not pain, and how to choose the right starting positions for your shoulder. Are rotator cuff stretches right for you today? Start here. If your shoulder feels stiff after sitting, a workout, or a weekend project, you can usually begin with gentle rotator cuff stretches. You should feel light tension, not sharp pain. Moreover, stretching should leave the joint feeling looser within a few minutes, not angrier. Good signs to proceed: mild to moderate tightness or a morning stiffness, feel discomfort that eases with movement, or a warm shower soreness after new or repetitive activity, temporary desk-related stiffness that improves when you change positions, hit pause and get checked for sharp, catching, or stabbing pain with basic arm raises, noticeable weakness, drop arm, or feeling the shoulder might give way, recent fall, heavy lift, or sports injury, numbness, tingling, or spreading pain below the elbow, constant night pain that is getting worse post-surgical shoulder. If any red flags apply, stop and talk with a professional before you stretch. Otherwise, start slowly, breathe steadily, and let comfort guide your range. And if you live near Parsippany, New Jersey, you can always schedule a quick screen with PhysioPro's Performance Rehab to confirm the best starting point for your shoulder. How to stretch safely: start simple, then build. Before you begin, clear a small space, grab a towel or light dowel, and set a calm pace. Then follow these safety rules to make rotator cuff stretches effective and comfortable. Warm up: first move for 2-3 minutes, shoulder circles, wall slides, or a warm shower. Keep the motion easy. You're preparing tissue, not training it yet. Find the right intensity, aim for gentle tension, about 3 to 4 out of 10. Stop well before sharp, catching, or radiating pain. If a position pinches in the front of the shoulder, lower the elbow, reduce the range, or switch to a different stretch. Use your breath: inhale through your nose, exhale slowly and fully. Ease a little deeper only on the exhale, never force it. Hold, don't bounce, hold each stretch 20 to 30 seconds. Perform 2 to 3 repetitions per position. Repeat 1 to 2 times per day on calm days. On sensitive days, do shorter holds with smaller ranges. Set your posture, keep your shoulder blades relaxed, and your ribs down. Tuck your elbow near your side when the instructions call for it to avoid shrugging. Progress gradually: increase range by small amounts every few sessions. Add light strengthening on alternate days once motion improves. Use simple tools: a towel, a doorway, or a dowel cane is plenty for most beginners at home. Know when to stop if you feel numbness, tingling, or weakness. If pain lingers or worsens after 2 weeks of consistent practice, schedule an evaluation. With these guardrails in place, you'll get more from each session and protect a healing shoulder. And if you're near Parsippany, New Jersey, and want a personalized start, PhysioPro's Performance Rehab can tailor a gentle plan that fits your day. The Beginner Series, 6 rotator cuff stretches start with this simple at-home series. Move slowly, breathe steadily, and stop at gentle tension, not pain. These rotator cuff stretches focus on comfort and consistency, not intensity. 1 crossbody shoulder stretch targets. Back of the shoulder and joint capsule, you'll feel it. Across the back of the upper arm or shoulder blade area, how to do it stand or sit tall. Lift the stretching arm to shoulder height and bring it across your chest. Use your other hand to support the elbow and pull the arm gently closer to your body. Keep the shoulder down away from your ear. Breathe slowly. Common mistakes: shrugging the shoulder toward the ear, twisting the trunk to fake range. Make it easier, do it lying on your back so your neck and shoulder can relax. Progress, it holds slightly longer, or bring the arm a bit higher as comfort allows. Dosage 20 to 30 seconds, 2 to 3 reps. 2 sleeper stretch targets: posterior cuff and internal rotation mobility, you'll feel it. Deep in the back of the shoulder, how to do it: lie on your side with the painful shoulder down. Place a small towel under your head. Bend the bottom elbow to 90 degrees with the forearm pointing forward. With the top hand, gently guide the bottom wrist toward the floor. Stop at mild tension. Keep the shoulder blade relaxed. Common mistakes: rolling your body forward or cranking the hand down, letting the shoulder hike up toward your ear. Make it easier, do a standing wall version. Elbow at shoulder height, forearm on the wall. Gently rotate inward. Progress, it at a second or two of deeper exhale at the end of the whole dosage. 20 to 30 seconds, 2 to 3 reps. 3 towel internal rotation stretch targets: hand behind back motion for dressing and reaching the belt line, you'll feel it. Front or side of the shoulder with a mild non-pinchy stretch, how to do it: drape a towel over your good side shoulder so one end hangs down your back. Reach the painful side hand behind your back to grab the lower end. Use the top hand to gently lift the towel upward until you feel a mild stretch. Keep your ribs down and your neck relaxed. Common mistakes: pulling aggressively on the towel, arching the low back to cheat range. Make it easier, start with a lower hand closer to the belt line. Use a shorter hold time on sensitive days. Progress, it move the lower hand a touch higher behind the back before pulling. Dosage 20 to 30 seconds, 2 to 3 reps. 4 assisted external rotation with dowel or cane targets: external rotation range for reaching out or overhead, you'll feel it. Front of the shoulder with a comfortable opening sensation, how to do it: sit or stand tall with both elbows tucked at your sides, bent to 90 degrees. Hold a dowel with both hands. The affected hand grips palm up. Use the good arm to slowly push the affected hand outward, keeping the elbow glued to your side. Pause at gentle tension. Breathe and relax the shoulder. Common mistakes: letting the elbow drift away from the body, twisting the torso instead of moving the shoulder. Make it easier, do it lying on your back so the elbow stays anchored. Progress, it add a small extra push at the end of the exhale. Dosage 20 to 30 seconds, 2 to 3 reps. 5 doorway external rotation targets: front of the shoulder and chest. When stiff, you'll feel it. Across the front of the shoulder without pinching, how to do it: place your forearm on the door frame with the elbow at shoulder height and bent to 90 degrees. Step forward or rotate your body away from the arm until you feel a mild stretch. Keep your ribs down and shoulder blade gently set. Do not crank. Common mistakes: elbow too high, causing a pinchy front shoulder feel, leaning the whole body forward instead of rotating gently. Make it easier, lower the elbow a few inches below shoulder level. Progress, it take a small extra step forward as tissue relaxes. Dosage 20 to 30 seconds, 2 to 3 reps. 6 pendulum targets: joint decompression and gentle motion on irritated days, you'll feel it. Easy swing without active muscle effort, how to do it: hinge at the hips and support your body with one hand on a table. Let the painful arm hang relaxed toward the floor. Use your body to create small forward, back, side to side, and circular motions. Keep the shoulder completely relaxed. Breathe slowly. Common mistakes: actively lifting the arm instead of letting it dangle, making large, fast circles that provoke symptoms. Make it easier, start with tiny arcs for 20 to 30 seconds. Progress, it gradually increase the arc size as comfort allows. Dosage 30 to 60 seconds, 1 to 2 rounds. Pro tips: if you feel a front shoulder pinch, lower your elbow, reduce the range, or switch to pendulums before trying again. Use a warm shower or 2 to 3 minutes of light arm circles before this series to improve comfort. Track small wins, easier seatbelt reach, smoother overhead reach, or better sleep are all signs you're on the right path. When to add gentle strengthening as motion improves with rotator cuff stretches and daily tasks feel easier. Begin gentle strengthening to make those gains last. Start when your shoulder tolerates the stretch routine without next day flare-ups, and you can move through pain-free ranges at light effort. How to begin alternate days: keep stretches on one day and add light strength work the next. Intensity: aim for a mild challenge. A slow, controlled reps only. Volume, 2 to 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, resting 30 to 60 seconds between sets. Starter exercises, isometric external rotation. Place a small towel between elbow and ribs. Press the back of your hand into a wall or door frame without moving. Hold 5 to 10 seconds. Repeat 6 to 10 times. Scapular retraction holds. Gently squeeze shoulder blades back and slightly down. Hold 5 seconds, 8 to 12 reps. Side-leaning external rotation. Elbow on a towel at your side. Forearm across your belly. Rotate the forearm upward slowly with a light weight or soup can. Band row. Pull elbows back, pause, then return with control. Safety checks: no sharp, catching, or radiating pain. Stop if symptoms linger longer than 24 hours. If you're unsure how to progress, schedule a shoulder evaluation at PhysioPro's Performance Rehab in Parsippany, New Jersey for a tailored plan that fits your goals and schedule. FAQs: how long do rotator cuff stretches take to help? Many people feel easier movement right away, while steady change typically builds over 2 to 4 weeks of consistent practice. Short, regular sessions work better than occasional long ones. Should I stretch if I think I have a tear? Possibly, but very gently, and only in pain-free ranges. Because every shoulder is different, get assessed first. A tailored plan can include safe mobility plus the right amount of strengthening. Morning or evening, what's best? Both can work. Morning sessions after a warm shower often feel smoother. Evening sessions can settle stiffness from the day. Choose the time you'll stick with. Can I overstretch the shoulder?
Yes.
More isn't always better. Aim for mild tension, not sharp or pinchy pain. If symptoms linger longer than 24 hours, shorten holds or reduce range. What if my neck also feels tight? Add posture breaks, gentle chin nods, and shoulder blades setting during the day. Then return to your rotator cuff stretches with relaxed breathing and controlled ranges. When should I see a professional? If pain is sharp, night pain is worsening, weakness is obvious, or progress stalls after 2 to 3 weeks, schedule an evaluation for a customized plan. Ready for personalized help? Let's make a plan that fits your shoulder and your schedule. Book an evaluation at PhysioPro's Performance Rehab in Parsippany, New Jersey online. Click here. Phone 973-265-8621. Prefer to talk first? Request a quick phone consult with a physical therapist. Not sure where to start? Bring your questions. We'll guide you step by step. You bring your goals. We'll bring the plan. Finally, make sure to follow us on social media.